Hi, my name is Miles Matheson and I'm coming to you live from TechEd Online 2011. I'm joining Carolyn Chile, the product program manager for SQL Server Reporting Services and BI tools. Carolyn, I just wanted to have a little chat to you about some of the exciting things that are coming up in Denali. And I guess I just wanted to start off with reporting services. What's new in reporting services for Denali?
We have a couple of pillars that we're working on for Denali and reporting services. The first is that we're working on making reporting services a shared service in SharePoint, and that's going to really help administrators have much faster setup and configuration time, and also make it easier to manage the service over time. Some of the other pillars that we're working on are also end-user alerting. This is the ability for an end-user to create an alert, some kind of a business rule, that will trigger an email to be sent to them when some threshold gets passed in their data. And finally, we're working on end-user data visualization and data exploration with Project Crescent.
Oh, wow. And actually, Crescent's really, really exciting. And we had it at the BI Summit that we ran earlier this year. And I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about the Crescent technology. And I understand that you're actually going to be doing a session on that at TechEd this year. Can you just talk a little bit about what's the thoughts behind Crescent and what the feedback has been from some customers about Crescent?
Yeah, so one of the biggest gaps that we had in reporting services was around ad hoc reporting. And that's really the sweet spot for Project Crescent. It's really about end users exploring their data, visualizing their data, and finding insights in their data and being able to share those insights with other people. Yeah. It's an end user web-based tool for doing data exploration and data presentation.
Yes, I have to say it's very, very exciting, and its feedback's been overwhelming. I guess I just want to ask you a little bit more about some of the other back-end type of stuff that we've been doing with the BI tools, and particularly the new semantic model, the business intelligence semantic model that's coming out with Denali. Mm-hmm. You want to just talk a little bit more about what that is and what that involves?
Yeah, so the BI semantic model really started out as the model that was behind PowerPivot in the last release of SQL Server. And it's a much more friendly, easier to use way to mash up data from multiple data sources for end users to really get that kind of data mashup experience. What we've done in Denali is really scaled that up and made it something that an IT person can take in their shop and really scale up to enterprise scale. The semantic model is very tabular in form, and that helps IT folks and DBAs who are very familiar with SQL Server relational types of concepts, and just makes it easier for them to get started and build models that their end users can use. Or, like I said, an end user can go ahead and do this themselves inside of Excel with the PowerPivot add-in.
Wow, this is really exciting. So the BI semantic model will give give customers a way of being able to interrogate data without having to worry about how to join complex table structures and so on. And it sounds very, very exciting. I guess one of the other questions I wanted to ask you around the semantic model is that what are the tools that are going to be using the BISM or the BI semantic model?
Yeah, so the BI semantic model can be consumed with Crescent. Crescent actually relies on the BI semantic model. And it can also be consumed from within Report Builder and BIDS and also Excel. So all of those tools will use the BI semantic model as a way to query data in addition to Project Crescent.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it sounds really, really exciting. And one last thing, I wanted to, it came up in our customer roundtable that we ran on the first day, and there was a little bit of a mention about Project Barcelona, and I was just wondering if you could talk briefly a little bit about what Project Barcelona is.
Yeah, this is a new metadata direction for us. It's the ability to crawl metadata within your organization, for example, metadata within SharePoint or reporting services or analysis services, and it's taking the information that you have around, you know, what are your data sources, what are your reports, where does that data come from, and being able to report off of it and use it really easily. It's a new project, so there's I'm sure a lot of development time and new features coming along.
It's really exciting, and if you actually if you do a Bing search on Project Barcelona, you're going to find some really, really interesting things about it. Look, thank you so much for coming to New Zealand. I know it's sort of the first time you've presented at TechEd New Zealand, and we're really honoured to have you down here. And I just want to say thank you on behalf of all the report developers that have been using reporting services over the years, and the people that are actually looking at using Crescent going forward. It's very, very exciting. There's a lot of people very excited about Denali, and I'm personally very excited about some of the things that come in Crescent. Thank you very much. That's our session of TechEd Online with Carolyn Chow, the Program Director for Reporting Services. Thank you very much.